Hi everyone, it's Katie. I was just listening to Joe's audio message about inappropriate presents. I can't think of any that have been like visual presents, but I can think of one where I was really disappointed, which isn't exactly the same thing, but I kind of had to share it because at the time it was like, okay. I was about 13 or 14, something like that, and it started to get to the age where a lot of people from my school were being given mobile phones, and my parents were like, no, you don't need one, where do you go on your own? You know, I didn't go out on my own, which is true, so I kind of didn't really need a mobile phone, but I wanted one very desperately, and we still had stockings, and I had a stocking in my bedroom, and it was quite early in the morning, and I'd woken up early, and I was kind of feeling my stocking, looking in it, and I pressed this, I don't know what I was doing, but anyway, I pressed the stocking, and this phone rang, and I wasn't thinking that it wasn't in a box or anything, I just heard this phone ring in my stocking, and I got very excited, and I went into my mum and dad's room to open my stocking with my brother later on that morning, and I was like, oh, I think I might have a mobile phone, was really excited, yeah, really, really excited. I opened this present, and it was a pair of socks, with a picture of a girl on the phone, because I was always talking on the phone to my friends. And I just kind of like, I kind of just stared at my parents. I was like, what do I do with those? How am I supposed to phone my friends with them? I was just, yeah, so disappointed. I just couldn't quite believe that they'd given me a pair of socks when I wanted a mobile phone. I was just like, okay, great. And I was a teenager at the time, so yeah, that was just really not good. I have been given crayons and things like that when I was a child, but even though I couldn't ever see to do drawings or writing or anything like that, I used to like messing around and pretending that I could write when I was younger, so I would always pretend to be a teacher and pretend to write out worksheets for my class, and this is when I was really little, but also I used to love wax crayons, because even though you can't see exactly what you've drawn, they can be quite tactile, because you can feel the wax. Obviously you can't necessarily feel the picture that you've drawn, but you can tell that there's something on the page, so I used to actually quite enjoy drawing or pretending to draw or write with a wax crayon, so I kind of didn't mind about stuff like that. But I can't think of anything that's really visual. Obviously, when I was little, I used to get given loads of books that weren't in Braille, children's books. But then I didn't really mind, because i.e. my parents or another family member would always read them to me. So it didn't really matter when I was a kid. Obviously, I appreciate it when... yeah, I appreciate it when sighted people do make an effort and buy something that I can use. and also with cards, I like it when they, even if they don't write a Braille message, if they don't know how to use Braille, because a lot of my friends, some of my friends are sighted. I do remember once I had a sighted friend, and she was coming over to my house for a family meal just before Christmas, and she gave me this Christmas card. Me and my dad went to pick her up, and she gave me this Christmas card, and I opened it, and as soon as I got to my house, I had to go upstairs with her and braille out the Christmas card myself, which I thought was quite amusing. She'd read it to me, but then I had to write in it so I could still read it. I was like, well, what's the point? You've just read it to me. But she's like, no, you need to braille it. And I was like, fine. So I did that. And I like it when they get, even if they don't put a braille message in, I like it when they try and find a card that has a tactile picture, even if I can't work out what it is. One of my best sighted friends a couple of years ago, I really like Harry Potter, and she made me a card, and basically, I can't remember if it was her who made it, or her mum, or somebody. Anyway, this card, basically, all it had on it was a broomstick, and I just thought that that was really sweet, that she'd made the effort to do that, because she knew me, obviously, so well. So I really appreciate it when someone makes the effort to get me a card that's not completely visual and I can't see anything, because I like to know what the pictures are. Like, my mum will sometimes just read me the message and I'm like, yeah, but what's the picture? I want to know. So I like it when I have a tactile picture. So yeah, I just thought I would share, especially the story about the pair of socks that was supposed to be in my old phone. So anyway, I will talk to you all soon. Okay, bye.